My name is Bob Baker. I live in Columbia, New Hampshire. I'm here to convey greetings from two North Country representatives who can't be here. Steve Ellis is a selectman from Pittsburgh, and he asked me to convey to this meeting his regrets that he could not be here. He's had a death in the family. He also asked me to convey the conviction of his town, Pittsburgh, and his neighbors, Clarksville and Stewartstown, as towns being opposed to the project unless it is buried in its entirety. The second person who's asked me to speak for them, and I have his typed comments, and I think they've already been sent to Mrs. Monroe, is Larry Rappaport. Larry is our representative from COAS District 1, which includes the northern tip of COAS County and the towns there. This is Larry's typed statement, and I'm reading it exactly as he sent it to me.
Please read it slow enough so that the court reporters can get it.
Okay. I will. I am completely opposed to the so-called Northern Pass project as it is now planned by Eversource for the following reasons. One, it is not considered necessary by the ruling body, the independent system operator of New England. Two, it will destroy the tourist industry in northern COAS County, and that is all that we have left for revenue generation in the northern part of our state. People generally do not go to ugly areas for vacation. Three, the power generated by Hydro-Quebec by further damming of the Romain River is most definitely not ecologically friendly. Large boreal forests are being submerged, resulting in the production of methane, a greenhouse gas, 20 times more pollution than carbon dioxide. B, a large portion of the Canadian carbon sink is being destroyed. C, a large portion of Canadian tribal lands will be destroyed. Four, there will be no lower cost of power benefit to New Hampshire residents. The project has existed for over 7 years, yet there is no power purchase agreement. Any benefit will accrue to the southern New England states, relieving them of their obligation to produce clean power. Six, Eversource has publicly claimed this project will lower electric rates, yet has failed to prove it or offer any evidence to establish it. Seven, Eversource claims that the project will produce economic improvement for the area. They cite tax revenue, yet they offer nothing about the offsets produced by other property owners getting lowered assessments. They cite increased employment, yet they have not provided any evidence that jobs produced will go to New Hampshire residents. Historically, specialized companies located in other states were used. Eight, the company recently agreed to bury the line through the White Mountain National Forest, proving the viability of burial. Yet it steadfastly refuses to bury the line elsewhere. Burial is a compromise position that would be accepted by many opponents. Nine, the company has never provided a formal analysis of the costs inherent in burying the project, resorting instead to random guesswork, such as the cost of burial is 10 times the cost of aerial, which has since proven to be entirely fallacious. Most of us remember the ice storms of a few years ago. The transmission towers to the east of the city, Montreal, buckled under the ice, leaving Montreal without power for several weeks. Would the proposed towers be invulnerable to this? I think not. I firmly believe that the project, as it is now planned, should not be permitted. I think that private companies should not be allowed to prosper at the expense, via undeclared subsidy, of the public. If a landowner's view is degraded, the value of his property declines, and that, for many, is his largest investment. While obviously generating profits for Eversource, it will result in a significant economic loss for the 31 towns along the route, all of which voted against the project, some of them unanimously. Please say no to what I consider a horrible atrocity. Signed, New Hampshire State Representative Lawrence M. Rappaport, COAS District 1.
Thank you. Mr. Carl Martland.